redemption. Keep looking for new directions home. Oh, where we gonna come home? Shout at a wall, doesn't answer back. Take a trip, it doesn't bring us back home. And we run our own. Take me to Los Cities. Take me to Los Cities. We get things that just might save us. I'll hold them close, cross our hearts and hope to die. We gotta say goodbye. Sometimes I'm feeling like we just can't make it. Are we despairing in the end? We're all alone. Yeah, we're all alone. That we recognize.
Look for a pair of familiar eyes.
Travel dimensions of memory.
All that we find is a lost city.
Distance. Can it be that we're looking for a chance to get safe inside? We make signs, got our bases covered. The symbols are all the same anyway these days. The city slips our way.
Hello everyone, this is Allie from Groupie Chats and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today I'm joined by a super special guest, my friend Spencer.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be here. I'm stoked.
I'm so happy you're here because big news, Spencer is officially a roadie.
Unfortunately.
And so we're going to start off by asking him a few questions about what roadie life is like. So, how did your roadie journey begin, Spencer?
My roadie journey began because I am, useless. And so that meant that I had a weekend to spend.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided that I would spend that weekend following around my friends and their band, Pulsar.
Nice.
Which meant going to the middle of nowhere in Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
And seeing them play a show. At Wesleyan. Well, not at Wesleyan, but
in that area. Yeah. So how far did you I just want to know how much of a roadie are. So how far did you travel just like in hours?
In hours? It was like a 2-hour bus ride.
Okay.
Which is like not like extreme, but
no, it's respectable though.
For a college student?
Yeah, it's not bad. First time roadie. It's respectable.
Yeah. So
did you have to carry any equipment?
I did not have to carry any equipment. I did make the offer, but they had already had it sorted by the time I was there.
Okay,
which is
so
kind of sad because I really wanted to, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if what you have is like a proper roadie experience, then I'm not going to lie. You seem more like a traveling fan.
Potentially, but I also would like to make the argument that I did help set up once things were inside. I was not carrying equipment, but like I was helping work things out because I was early to the venue, relatively at least.
Yeah.
Which did mean that I was engaged in, you know, assistance.
Yeah.
Various assistance.
But it's not like you were manning the merch tables.
No.
Okay.
There was also a manless merch table. Nobody was manning the merch table.
That seems a little bit unsafe.
There was just merch there. I think they put too much trust in the attendants, but
yeah.
I also don't think anybody stole
But also,
merch.
It's probably all college students.
College students and other people.
Oh, other people.
I don't know. there were some interesting characters at the show.
Okay. But
as happens, I mean, I dragged enough college students out of West to kind of fill out a decent amount of the crowd.
So if you brought people, then
I did bring
I'm
people.
Like kind of just keeping a tally of how much of a groupie I really think you are.
Yeah.
But you're, like, getting up there. It's not all the way, but you're slowly making your way.
This is, like, obviously a first step in my groupie journey. Yeah. So I can't complete the whole, you know, universe of groupieism.
Yeah. But you're getting there.
I'm getting there.
You're getting there. It's fine. We all can't. I'm not the perfect groupie, you know? We all just, it's a journey, right?
Yes.
Being a groupie is a journey. How was the concert, though?
It was excellent. I don't know. Like, all the sets were pretty cool. I'm trying to avoid using vulgarity to describe it, because that has been what I have done.
Yeah.
It was great. Especially, I mean, obviously I loved Pulsar, because they're my boys.
Shout out your friend.
They're my boys.
I don't know what his name is. So, I met him once, but...
Yeah, Jake.
Yeah, that
Jake.
One.
Jake played an excellent set. Josh was sick on the drums, and Drew was... good. And Drew's vocals were so good. The issue's drums were too loud. So, they fixed it later.
Oh, okay. So it all turned out fine.
Yeah. And then...
The real question is, were people moshing there?
People were not moshing.
Okay, so that sounds like a failed concert experience.
Nah, I don't know. I mean...
Okay.
Hear me out. So Bleary... Then Bleary Eyed comes on after Pulsar.
Uh-huh.
Bleary Eyed was great. Full Body 2 comes on after Bleary Eyed.
Uh-huh.
That is, like, a ridiculous set.
Was that the one you sent me videos of?
I did send you videos.
Okay, for context, these videos are, like, of insanely good band with insanely sick projections, like, on them, like...
That the I don't wall. And this the wall, guy was yeah. manning the projector. If you couldn't see it off to the, but he had this like computer off to the side, and he was like projecting.
Oh my god!
Like,
no, one of my friends makes things. Okay, not one of my friends. One of my friends' husbands has like done stuff like that for someone famous at Coachella. I don't remember who, but
LA. What can you say?
Look, we both got connections, is what I'm saying.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. You got the guy with his little. I'm doing hand motions right now, and I always forget this is a radio show. With the little projector, and I got the... I don't really know, because I wasn't there, because I was probably 15 or 16, and I was very boring then, but...
No, never. What? You can't reveal your past life.
No. Look, this is... entire show has just been exposing myself, because look, the show is already called Groupie Chats, right? And how much more embarrassing can I be at that point?
Okay, fair enough. I feel like we're already at a little bit of degeneracy. Why not, why not expose?
Yeah,
expose
I would like to say though, Groupie Chats came because I was just a groupie for my friend's band Land Urchin. I have now been promoted to art director,
yeah.
So I don't know if this title even still works, because like I would groupie for them, but I'm just part of the band now. I'm followed by the Instagram.
Now you have the right, you can lay claim to being a contributor.
Exactly. I made a single poster. Did I not make any of the others that they asked me to make? Potentially, but did they find posters? And did I retain the title of art director? Absolutely. Absolutely, and that's
important.
The only thing that matters.
That's pretty important.
Exactly. Okay, so now that we've established that this show is one not groupie and one kind of roadie, I think that we should get started on what we're actually here to talk about today, which is one of our shared, very much loved artists, Smog.
Smog. Bill Callahan.
Yeah, Bill Callahan. We're going to kind of just go through his discography a little bit.
We will.
We're starting with... If my computer... Okay, there we go. We're going to start with... Okay, the first song, this was your pick. Prince Alone in the Studio.
It is my pick. So this is off Wild Love. I think it's a legendary song and very underrated.
Mm-hmm.
And... the title gives it away. It is about Prince alone in the studio.
Damn.
So I guess whatever Bill Callahan thinks it's like.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. That's all we can ask for. And here is that song. We hope you enjoy this little small groupie moment.
Mm-hmm. studio. It's 2 a.m. and all the girls are with him. They wore the special underwear. Once the tracks were laid down, back turned around. Raspberry headphones on his head. On
it's all complete. He feels like a hunter on the street. When it's all complete, he feels like a hunter.
Okay, and again, that was Prince Alone in the Studio by Smog. The next song up is also a Spencer pick because, see, this is where I'm going to reveal myself as a fake groupie for not only Landerton but also for Smog. I only listened to two Smog albums, and it's fine. In my defense, it was because an art teacher that I was, like, a little bit in love with showed me the albums. He now has a baby. Her name is Mars Georgia. I know.
Is it one name or is it two? That audio is fascinating. Okay.
Yeah, Spencer's using the wrong headphones for his mic.
Yeah, this is very...
Do you need a second to orient yourself?
I do need a second to orient myself.
Do you want to just speak for a little bit?
No, it's cool. I was actually lying. I don't need a second to orient myself.
Okay. I think you just took a second, but it's fine. What I was saying is his art teacher, we're going to call him Womps because that's what we called him at school because his Instagram is Womps. You can follow him, and then you'll see why I potentially still am, like, obsessed. It's complicated, you know?
Yeah.
But he showed me Knock Knock because he was, like late 20s, early 30s white man. And so he was like this was his, I was about to swear, this was his thing when he was like a depressed middle school, high schooler, you know?
Yeah.
So and it's just like.
You gotta pass the torch.
Exactly, reciprocity. Anyways, please tell me about this next song and why you decided that on our 5-song Smog journey, this one would be second.
There was no reason for the particular order. The chronology exists because because
it's chronological. Yeah.
Because it's chronological.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to expose myself and admit that how many Smog albums have I listened to? Like 5. So I haven't listened to all the Smog albums.
But 5, look, he's got Bill Callahan has got a lot of albums. He's got all the Smog ones. He's got the ones that he's released. He's got, actually, I listened to 3 Smog albums. I was lying. I listened to A River Ain't Too Much to Love,
yeah.
That one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's got a lot of albums.
He does have a lot of albums, but anyway, I picked the song because I think it's, I don't know, I just think it's a little sentimental and mellow and weird the way he talks about, I don't know, he's like, the way he talks about all your women things, it's quite odd and confusing and,
we love that in our music.
You question it a little bit, but I think it's funny.
Great. So, we're gonna play All Your Woman Things now by Smog from the album The Doctor Came at Dawn.
That's so disconcerting. I was very confused. Oh my god. I was like, where's my voice?
When you left them. scattered round my room. All your hardness, all your softness, and your mercy. Thank you.
Okay, and that was, again, All Your Woman Things by Smog. I think we have to talk less, so next is Permanent Smile. Also, Spencer just looks so sad. We weren't even having an interesting conversation.
No. I was not sad that we're not, that we're talking less. I just thought it was funny. You were like, also, I think we have to talk less.
Okay.
I'm like, yes.
Okay, sure. we're playing Permanent Smile by Surprise Smog. So please enjoy that song.
Yeah.
Flesh, write it on my skull. And then I'll have earned my permanent smile. Oh God, I never ask why.
Okay, now we have to talk again because we actually have to talk again now, because we have to read a PSA.
We do.
So, if you've experienced extreme exhaustion for 6 months or more, coupled with difficulty sleeping and concentrating, body pain and flu-like symptoms, you could have chronic fatigue syndrome. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed, get diagnosed, get help.
I need help.
Oh, boy. It's all good. If you're listening to this radio show, that means you're getting a lot of sleep.
We send love to you and your chronic fatigue.
Yeah.
All the listeners.
Yeah.
Out there.
Who are up listening to this radio show.
Uh-huh.
Because you're tired. Because we're all tired. This is the reason. I know. Spencer just did crying eyes.
Yeah.
Very, very. So, see, you forget we're on a radio show, too.
I do.
It's good.
I was making a motion to the non-existent audience.
It's okay.
Well, there is an audience, even though some of you dropped out.
I know you're so salty.
I know who you are.
Okay, some people don't have chronic fatigue syndrome. Some people have very scheduled sleep schedules when a very specific number of our listeners drop off at 1:30 every time, and it's always the same number.
Kudos to them, I guess.
I know.
They're very consistent.
They know when they have to get to bed.
Yeah.
Do we know when we have to get to bed?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
That is what my sleep meds are for. That was a joke. Anyways, the next song is Driving by Smog. And while we listen to this, I will contemplate how much I overshare on this and probably get sad about that. So, because this is a good song to be sad to. Anyways, Driving by Smog.
Oh,
Okay, that was again Driving by Smog. And then, well, do we have to play other music other than Smog on this? I mean, normally do.
We don't have to. I mean, we probably will get to it. Like, objectively.
Okay, we'll probably get to, like, two songs, yeah. Which is fine because they're two great songs that we have after this. The next and final Smog song that we're playing is Teenage Spaceship by Smog. This was the first Smog song I ever heard. Shout out Womps again.
That's surprising that was the first one you ever heard.
Yeah, well, because...
But it's just such a classic.
It's such a classic, and wow. Especially if... I have probably said this, like, 20 times on this, like, radio show, but I'm going to say it again. Yeah. Like, this album was written on, like, a 7-day road trip that Bill Callahan took after he broke up with Cat Powers, because if you didn't know, Bill Callahan has, for some reason, dated, like, every major female indie artist of the early 2000s. Mm-hmm.
Joanna Newsom among them, which is, like, I don't know.
If you think about Joanna Newsom... Like, that is just, like, the dream. I just want to be here. I want to be as talented as her. I want hair as long as hers. Oh. Like, and those are the main three things.
And... this is what I want my life.
Like, I just want hair that long. Is that too hard to ask? That's all it is. And it's not in, like, a weird way. I want my hair to be so long that people look at me and go... Is there something wrong with her?
And then they find out you play the harp.
And then they find out I play the harp and don't release my music on Spotify. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, everything makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm still salty your music isn't on Spotify, but I understand.
There's that Sesame Street song.
Oh, the Sesame Street song. Yeah. My bad. I'm sorry. I will take the crumbs that I can get.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is Teenage Spaceship again by Smog.
Flying around. Houses at night, flying alone, a teenage spaceship. I was a teenage spaceship. I was beautiful with all my lights. Loomed so large on the horizon, so large. Thought my windows were stars. So large on the horizon, people thought my windows were stars. Teenage spaceship. A teenage spaceship. And I swore I'd never lay like a log, bark like a dog. I was a teenage small. To the sky,
Oh my god. The song is over.
The song is over.
Guys, the song is over. Okay, we're done listening to Smog. Please go if
cry.
You I know.
Cheers.
But oh. Also, we need something. Well, this is just as depressing, but we need just like, you know, when
uplifting,
you're
uplifting, you know.
This isn't this but is spiritualized, I wouldn't say is necessary. Well,
I'm making a cheese day.
Okay.
A joke, you
okay.
know, if you will.
Yeah. My bad. Anyways, we were talking because we're at a radio station, and we are stereotypes. We were talking about our Spotify, Wrapped, and what Spencer? Please tell me your most embarrassing thing on your Spotify Wrapped.
I mean, I guess it's debatable. You could also say that Alex G at 3 is pretty bad, but Blade at 2 is like.
But I feel like the two of them are honestly the same level of embarrassing.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. You know, just the higher level, it kind of... I don't know. It's bad. It's, you know, the top five is a little icky.
Yeah, but we are sitting here doing a radio station at 1 a.m. in college and expecting that people are listening to us talk.
I hope you all search me out and tell me how terrible that is, by the way. Please. I want to know.
Wow. Oh, do I have to say my most embarrassing thing? Okay.
What?
Okay. I would like to start out by saying I'm not embarrassed by any of my Spotify, Wrapped. Potentially, my most embarrassing thing is number 3, is Robbie by Bon Iver. I think the actual most embarrassing thing, though, is that my number 5 is 1/1 from Brian Eno's Music for Airports. It is a 17-minute-long ambient music song, and I do not only listen to it to fall asleep, and nor do I actually listen to it to fall asleep. I just listen to it, period.
It's gorgeous.
It's beautiful, but...
I don't think it's so... I've been arguing with Ali about this. I don't think it's embarrassing.
I don't think it's embarrassing, but I just think that it's, like... Please, like, I'm... Like, how do I be more of a stereotype at this point, honestly, where I'm, like, silly little photographer, wears all black, listens to too much Brian Eno, like... At, like, a certain point...
The stereotype is created for a reason, you know?
Yeah,
that's
true.
That's what we can tell ourselves.
Yeah, I guess...
No, I don't know.
I mean, did I tell you this? I got on a fight with a guy on Bumble the other day because he, like, his number one artist was Aphex Twin, and I thought it would be funny to, like, argue with him about whether... I don't even know if I think Brian Eno is better than Aphex Twin. Like, I don't listen to enough Aphex Twin to have an opinion on that. I listen to enough Brian Eno, but, like, meh. But it was really funny because he sent me, like, 4 paragraphs of text, and I was like, haha. But I like this song, and he was getting so angry at me, and it was really, really funny. So anyways.
You. Trolling on Bumble?
No, so fun. Much fun. Anyways, we actually have to play another song now.
No, really?
Damn. Not on the radio show.
Okay.
Anyways, this song is Smiles by Spiritualized. Please enjoy.
Yeah. Thank you.
scheming new pyramids, another big idea to get you rich.
Make a plan to love me.
Make a plan to love me sometime soon. You said you got a foot in the door. You buy and then you sell, you buy some more.
Okay, we played a couple more songs at the end there. They showed up on the DJ, the radio station screen. But anyways, thank you, Spencer, for being here today.
I'm so happy to have them.
Yeah,
it's a great time.
You're gonna be back. Obviously, we're doing it again. So again, this is Allie from Groupie Chats, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Come back next week, 1 a.m. Tuesdays early morning, Mondays late at night. And we hope you have a good night. Sleep well.
Yeah.